Recorder is on.
Okay. So, I think Sandy indicated she wanted me to be chair, even though it's such a small group. But I guess just to get the meeting rolling, I'll just do that. It's a call to order. So, we're calling to order the subgroup of the city council. And this group has been put together at a March 18th work session to evaluate the city manager evaluation process and to work with our city manager in putting together a process for moving forward. So around the table is myself, David Allen, Peggy Hawker, city recorder, councilors Mark Salins, Laura Swanson, and city manager Jim Boatberg. So with that, Peggy, you want to take it from here, at least as far as what the handouts are?
I'll tell you.
That's the agenda item. So let's just go do that right now.
So what you have before you is a packet of information that contains various evaluation forms that Sandy, the mayor, collected. They come from various cities throughout the state of Oregon, as well as information that David and Sandy obtained when they met with Karen Tilton.
And Mark McConnell, too.
Oh, and Mark.
Yeah, all three of us.
Okay. Karen Tilton is a management consultant who works around Oregon, and they obtained a number of handouts from their meetings with Karen, and those are also included in the packet.
Oh, wow.
Some history about that. So it's been over 2 years ago. In January of 2011, when the previous council first got together and was started looking at this issue, former Mayor Mark McConnell, myself, and Sandy, who was a new councilor at the time, mm-hmm. we did a webinar here at the City Hall, and mm-hmm. with through Karen Tilton. And Karen, it was interesting. You know, she had a lot of information, so we accumulated all this stuff in front of us, and we talked about it at the council level for a while, but we really never got around to putting together an evaluation process that was tied more directly to the council goals and other issues. We just kind of got taken up with all these other issues over right. the past couple of years. So,
and there wasn't ever a committee.
There wasn't
subcommittee formed,
not really. Okay. Not really. So we just went through our evaluation process with Jim, quarterly evaluations using an old, or not an old form, but an evaluation form that was put together that people were somewhat comfortable with.
Do we have a copy of that in this packet?
Yeah, that.
You know what? I don't really know. I don't think.
I think we do. Perhaps we should get a copy at least by the end of the meeting or before we go.
Yeah, I'll get you.
You can just help compare.
I'll get copies before you leave.
Yeah, and but we never really got around to putting together an evaluation process, even though Mark McConnell, the former mayor, had intended to do it. We just never got around to it. So I forwarded all this information from that webinar 2 years ago to Peggy, and Peggy forwarded it on to us and the entire council at this point. And so that's what we have in front of us. And
well, the reason I asked that question about was there ever a formal committee formed is because, as we see, there's a wealth of information here.
Yeah.
You know, and every group that does their evaluations a certain way arrived there thinking that was the best approach.
Well,
for
one
them.
Of the things doesn't in the materials here was a personnel committee. I mean, never mind. I'm obviously not
well.
Going to talk
so
today.
My point is that each group sort of handpicks a method that fits with the way they operate, but I have a difficult time imagining that the council as a whole, with how limited time they have, could really dig into like coming forward with, instead, you know, hopefully this group coming forward with, we've looked at all this stuff, you know, we've worked with Jim, here's some reasons why we think it fits the city of Newport maybe better than some other examples we looked at. This is sort of our recommendation, as opposed to having the entire council trying to spend its limited time, you know, really coming up with a process. Is initially, I think it's too big for that.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing over the years that I've witnessed is that once you have that process, it's got to be a commitment both ways. And the reason I say that is I, in my history with ODFW, was actually instrumental in changing the review process about 20 years into my career. And it was much like this. It was like, look, you guys are still in this sort of old-fashioned, just kind of whatever your emotional response is to how their employees are behaving. There's no measurables. There's no whatever. So what came out of that is for a long time was very specific tasks that employees did a very specific way of measuring what they did, and then interim review dates. It was kind of a checkoff list, and I'm sure we'll see some of these in here. But the reason I point out that it takes commitment from the supervisors, too, is even a system that rigid over time ended up sort of spiraling down into what I called an ineffective system, because you'd still have supervisors who, for whatever reason, didn't like a particular employee or whatever, and they would meddle with the system. They would set up the employee so they couldn't possibly meet a date or whatever. So going into this, I think it has to be recognized that it's always this sort of back and forth, making it as undisputably measurable as you can, I guess is the way, so that mm-hmm. when the facts are out there, they're facts to everybody.
Mm-hmm. So, since I've been involved with for the past couple of years, I've been involved with the evaluation process with our current city manager, Jim Boberg, and one thing I mentioned to Jim, now after what occurred at the March 18th work session, and once we started moving forward with this work group, I mentioned to Jim, I think at that meeting, that open session, it'd be nice to get your input, Jim, as far as what we have in front of us. And this is really a two-way communication. I can't speak for I'd like to hear your thoughts about this, Jim, because you've been through an evaluation process for the past 3 or 4 years with several different councils, and you've seen perhaps what works, what doesn't work. And perhaps you have some ideas of not only what would work for you, but would work for the organization as a city, as far as not only evaluating you, but how we interact with you and the city organization generally, and how that can be done more productively. And I'd like to get your input as well as
I agree 100%, and I'd like to say, going into that, in order for Jim to feel comfortable telling it like it is from his viewpoint, I'm guessing he needs to have some sense that this is kind of like, at this point, sort of a confidential committee. I mean,
confidential. Actually, it's a public.
I mean, it is. Yeah. But we're wanting to truly hear what he has to say, as opposed to what he might say versus what he's worried about, you know, getting back or whatever.
And
that's what we're really trying to build here, is something that really works for everybody. And I realize, you know, it is, everything we do is public.
Yeah.
But I think to really get at some of the things that happen in a process like this, an employee's got to be comfortable doing that. It's sort of like when your boss asks you, well, I want you to give me a 360-degree evaluation, so now it's your chance to say whatever you want. Well, an employee's not going to do that unless they have some sense that it's truly what's desired, and there's not going to be repercussions from that necessarily, you know.
Yeah. Just remember that whatever is said today is probably going to end up on the front page of the paper. Coonrod, you know, probably ask for a public records request, and we'll listen to this, so whatever is said here is going to be a news article.
Well, yeah, and this is posted on the city website as a matter of public meetings law, and, you know, Christy, our city attorney, was correct. This is a subgroup, even though we're not a quorum, we are a specific subgroup advising the council, so under public meetings law, this is a public meeting. But I guess, Jim, what I would like to hear from you is, what kind of process do you think would be valuable for you, generally, as a procedure or process, and what kind of documentation would you like to see as part of that process in moving forward, as well as, you know, the number of times you think over the course of a year we should go through an evaluation process. Now, I know in your agreement we talk about once a year, and I know in previous seminars I've been at, it's been kind of a mixed bag. Some folks think once a year is adequate. Some feel that quarterly check-ins with measurable, looking at measurements to council goals. Karen Tilton actually had quarterly reviews in her documentation, so I'm just kind of open to see what you think is productive for you and for the city as far as your interaction with the council, in not just how you would like to see this evaluation proceed, but the number of times per year you would like to at least have us check in with you on that process. And I'm just open to hearing what you have to say based on your experience over the past several years.
Well, I think an annual view, I only need to be formally done it once a year. But on a quarterly basis, and this is what I was trying to do, but it kind of get off track a little bit, is on a quarterly basis, have a meeting with the council and says, here are the goals that you set out, and we list them all, and the department heads would provide me, that I would provide to the council, here is how the city is meeting those goals, and you could say, here's the goal, and here's what we've done or what we've not done, and it would be an opportunity for the council to say, well, why isn't this being done? And sometimes it could be, well, it didn't get funded, or we had other priorities, or we would have an answer, hopefully, of why this. But that's a good checkup on a quarterly basis of how are things getting done. That way, you don't find three quarters of the way through the year that we didn't do anything the council wanted to have done. Now, you generally know, because we meet twice a month, you generally know how things are going.
Right.
But it's always nice to see it laid out. Here's the goal that the council set. Here's what staff is doing. And on a quarterly basis, I think that's a great checkup to the council. But for me, it also gives me the opportunity to go to my department heads and say, this was the goals that you helped develop for your department.
Right.
How are you doing? Show me what you're doing so that I can articulate it. And it's a good checkup all the way, from top down to bottom.
For the health of the city, basically.
Yes, yeah. I really like that, because it puts the department heads a little more responsible.
Yeah.
Where
so am I hearing then you would like to see the quarterly reports coming down from the health of the city kind of thing, but just an annual critique of your work, is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah.
With quarterly checkups, and that's, I feel pretty that can work really well if these quarterly checkups are done well. I said at our session that you should never get to the end of the year and have surprises.
Right.
And that's part of what these quarterly checkups are designed to do. Mm-hmm. If there is something running amiss, then you know that. And in the same fashion, if there's something that's going much, much better than anticipated, you know that. So would we envision when we initially did these, because it is a new process we're developing, that we would initially unfold those in like an executive session?
Unfold what?
This concept of having quarterly reports to the council.
No, that has to be an open session. You see, I'm not advising the council, I'm very familiar with the statutes. You can do a performance evaluation in executive session, but if you talk about measuring council goals and council or city objectives, that is the kind of discussion that has to occur in open
even if
session.
The context is it's a quarterly review.
Yeah,
of
I mean you can't. Yeah, when you're well,
but that's a quarterly review of the city, not a quarterly
yeah.
review of Jim.
No, I'm talking
yeah.
about the quarterly right. reviews that are measuring the council goals. That has to be, and that I actually think that should be an open session, because the council goals are really the city goals, and they're not really directly related to Jim's performance. They're more related to how the city's performing and achieving the goals, which are tied to the budgets and everything else. So. That's a different issue, but the annual evaluation,
okay.
that's up to Jim whether he wants that in executive session or not. He's entitled to either have it in open session or executive session.
So in the course of those health of the city quarterly reviews that are public, what I envision is, a raft of different reactions from council members initially, okay? And rather than necessarily dig into those concerns during the meeting, you might very well follow up the health of the city public session with some more open heart-to-heart discussion during an executive session.
Well, then I guess
if it has to do with performance.
Well, I guess that might be part of the procedure we talk about, Jim, is this. Perhaps we could set up a procedure. We have an annual performance evaluation, like you suggested, and then we have quarterly check-ins, which are tied to the council goals, which are tied to everything else that the city does as an organization. And then perhaps we can keep it open-ended and formally, that if during the course of one of those quarterly reviews, the council wants to talk about more specifics with respect to you and not the council goals, we can have an agreement to perhaps go into a quick executive session, if necessary, without really having it set as a particular
right.
item of your review process. You see,
yeah.
I mean, maybe have some flexibility in that, as Mark suggested.
And I'm not suggesting that it necessarily would happen, but what I want to make sure is built into this process is that there's this public discussion of how the city's doing. There's council members sitting there perhaps with some unanswered questions, or maybe even I'll go so far as to say, continuing simmering
yes.
grudges. that's not an appropriate thing.
So glad that was brought up.
That's not an appropriate thing to bring up in the public session, but I don't want to see Jim or any other employee then sort of being, hey, everything's going along great, you know, we're checking off our list in public and everything, and then we get to the end of the year and we have the same problem. Nobody's had a chance to really have heart-to-heart talks with Jim along the way and give them, an employee, the opportunity to make whatever, you know, during the year course corrections are necessary. I especially see that as important when you start a new process. You know, down the road, you're used to it. You've gone through these things a bunch of times. Yes, you should keep doing it, but it may not be quite as necessary.
I guess my question, and maybe Jim, you should jump in, is if we have an annual performance evaluation, which I think Jim thinks, you know, obviously is something he's mentioned and is part of his employment agreement, and we have quarterly check-ins for council goals, what do you think about the procedure Mark brought up, Jim, whereas if on an as-needed basis is during that council discussion of the council goals on that quarterly basis with you, something comes up that perhaps is more directly related to perhaps an issue a council member has, that we have the ability to go in executive session, but I guess the issue is what will happen in that executive session? Will there be some structure to it, or will it be more open-ended? And I guess
I would want there to be some structure to it.
So, I mean, what's your thought?
I'm envisioning that a council member or a couple of council members who decide they had a concern, that would be written down, okay, so that everyone understands what the concern is, and then it would be brought in, Jim would have a chance to respond, and I think the question, even in all fairness, should be given to him ahead of time so he has a chance to respond.
And you
because,
know that.
Because it might take some investigation to find out. And then you discuss it there, and I mean, I guess this is the only way I can think of so that these sort of what I view as inappropriate sort of questionings that go on in the public forum based on a lack of information for what's really behind what happened. Mm-hmm. If it's a real easy solution, like what you were saying, well, we didn't meet that goal because the grant didn't come in in time and we're not in control of that, that's easy. If, you know, something didn't happen because Jim didn't find out till late that one of his staff members didn't make a critical role or whatever, you know, and all of a sudden there's a little bit of a mess, he may want to have the opportunity to go back and look into that in a little more detail, but not necessarily have to explain that publicly.
Now, Mark, you do know if someone writes
down... Executive session is still public.
But if someone writes down a question, it's a public record
yes,
subject.
Yes, I understand that.
So, I mean, things are... Even though we're trying to have discussions at times in confidence...
Yeah.
There are certain requirements which allow some of those written documents to be disclosed. So I guess people just need to be careful.
I wouldn't necessarily say that this executive session per se is being, we'd have to think about the correct way to do this, is being called as a performance type of review. It's more an opportunity to look in with more
detail. We have
to
get our city attorney involved to make sure that if we do go in executive session, we're doing it under the appropriate citation, and we can actually do it. So I'll leave it at that. I think Christy would have to weigh in if we came up with a procedure that might have some.
I'm not 100% sure. I mean, I certainly don't understand the structure well enough at this point to know. But the point is, my interest is doing everything possible at a quarterly time period to prevent the surprises that invariably end up when none of that happens during the year.
Well, and you were
worse when a lot of rumors end up going on throughout the year that may or may not have any basis.
Are you talking about in the possibility of an executive session? I mean, a gripe session or something?
No. For sure not a gripe session. Go
but
ahead,
that's
Jim.
What you were
because in, this actually happened by nobody in here on evaluation was the concern that you know, they were evaluating me over a long period of time, but because they didn't feel I responded correctly to one of their questions, that was written down as a, you know, what I'm doing really bad. Well, when you look at over an entire year, if how I responded wasn't exactly what they were expecting, there could have been a miscommunication or something. So during these quarters, you view, well, I've got a concern because he isn't getting back to me on, you know, answering these questions.
Right.
Well, now the perception is, well, I'm not addressing council questions, where it could have been just a one-time incident.
Right.
But now we have a big executive meeting to discuss this one thing. When you're looking at the big scope of things, of all the questions and answers that come into me and I try to disseminate, am I perfect? No, I'm not perfect. But, you know, do I try to do my best to get everything out? Yes, I do. So how do you
take away for a moment the what I said about being an executive session. What I'm interested in devising is the process by which we can follow up the quarterly health of the city reviews that are held during a regular council meeting with whatever concerns there might be at a future work session, so that we're nipping them in the bud right away and having discussion about it rather than letting it fester. Now, I don't know what that process is at this point, but that's what I'm trying to get at.
Well, there could be a couple ways of doing that. There might be some issues that a particular council member has that are more on a personal level and which would require them just going into Jim's office and talking with him one-on-one.
Yep.
Because I look at issues differently. What I don't want to see happen is someone having a personal issue and making that a council issue.
Oh, I agree.
Correct.
100%.
And I
Correct.
Think yeah. I've s- I'm not going to go into detail, but
I
unfortunately
agree.
I think
it's there.
Some of that was going on.
Yeah.
Not too long ago. But I think if someone's got a personal issue with Jim, Jim's got an open door policy.
Yeah.
Pick up the phone or go in the office and talk with Jim one-on-one as a council member. Now, if the issue that the council member has is really more of a council issue or a public issue, then they should still check in with Jim, but they should perhaps talk about making that part of the council agenda so the council can weigh in if it is more of a public slash council issue. So I think it really depends on what the issue is.
Yeah.
And I think it's really up to each council member and Jim to try and develop those one-on-one relationships to feel comfortable in talking with each other if it is more of a personal issue, and also realizing that if you're talking about council issues, that should be more of a group process rather than an individual process.
So do we need to, I guess one of the things in my observation is that maybe we need to help remind council that there are things that are personal, things that are council, and that they need to address, be responsible and address those personal things personally and not in council.
Well, perhaps as part of developing this process and developing the parameters for this process, we can kind of have a list of kind of what our goals and objectives are for going through this process over the course of a year.
Yeah.
We could say on a yearly basis, we're going to have a very thorough and evaluation process with Jim in closed session or open session, depending on what Jim wants to do. That's his choice.
Yeah.
We can have quarterly reviews tied to the council goals and objectives, which are more the city objectives, tied to the budgets and the department heads and everything else. And then perhaps we could have a third kind of category of, if between those annual evaluations, if something comes up that isn't necessarily tied to the specific council goals, which are subject to those quarterly reviews, something comes up, that perhaps there could be a mechanism to where, you know, there's going to be an understanding that if something comes up, if it's a personal issue, there'll be an understanding that the person should check in with Jim first, talk it over with Jim. If they still feel it needs to be addressed more publicly because it's more of a council issue, then perhaps they can then bring it to the council's attention at some appropriate time at a work session. So at least there's ways of either addressing it more one-on-one or perhaps more publicly as a group, but give that issue the chance to sort itself out with that council member and Jim.
And I think that is a pretty good idea of what you just suggested, that somehow we have some kind of description to help people in their own mind distinguish the two.
I think it's...
Because I think there are people who aren't very good at doing that.
And we need review as human beings. We just need review.
Yeah.
So, Jim, what do you think about that kind of general concept for a process?
Well, before I said that, I mean, I've always, looking at how the evaluations by the counselors, I would give them training in how to evaluate because we talk to our department heads, this is how we want you to do it, so you don't get the personal kind of stuff out.
Right.
You know, so working down, it works pretty good because we make sure we do it right. But as I see, you know, for at least from my perspective, I would I would not have many of the counselors given departments or evaluations because I don't think they do it accurately or do it
not objective.
So maybe it's appropriate to, and I'm not going to give a time frame to this, but at least periodically take the entire council through, and I'm just using this as an example, some process where they actually spend some time seeing what's supposed to go into a review. This particular one's called Conducting City Manager Evaluation.
That's Karen Tilton.
What to include, what to avoid. Mm-hmm. It's wrong to assume that every city council member is comfortably aware of what's contained in here.
Right.
I mean, you know, if you've been a person who's been self-employed your entire life, never had anyone work for you for whatever reason, you have no idea. Necessarily, you might have a bunch of thoughts, but you have no idea how the process works in, you know, all around you in various governments and businesses and everything else because you never had to do that.
So, Mark, but I think to address that concern, which is a valid one, is I think what we're hoping to do is, with Jim participating, having the council come up with an annual evaluation process with a document, with perhaps some measurables, as you've referenced, Mark, and maybe during that process of developing that document, we can incorporate in that the kind of training or background that will perhaps give everyone on the council the ability to understand how to utilize that document in evaluating you.
It won't work unless we do train councils.
Well,
won't work.
Okay, well.
We have to. I mean, human beings forget from minute to minute, and things change with policy change, and we just need to keep training.
But when we talk about training, then we're talking about consultants, we're talking about bringing people in, but I think that the issue is, before we do that, we need to at least come up with, I think, a process that we can all feel comfortable with, and then perhaps, as a group, decide whether we want to actually get some formal training and how to implement that process.
Well, I see what you're saying. But from an outsider's viewpoint, watching what's been happening, it's a very dysfunctional council on that kind of thing. Very dysfunctional. And that's why I'd like to see the training.
Well, as a group, we should probably, as this subgroup should make that as one of the suggestions/recommendations for the council to consider when we take this back up to the council. So, Laura, your point's well taken. I just think let's list that as an item for the council to consider.
Right. I mean, I realize this all has to be considered. I'm just putting it on the table.
No, I think it's good to put on the table. Definitely.
That's my opinion.
I think it's a good suggestion to have for consideration. I definitely agree with that.
But then getting back to the question about the timing, again, annual reviews, that's where, you know, the formal, where I get scored and stuff.
Yep.
And then, you know, quarterly, and I would say it's a quarterly review of me, but it's a quarterly update of is the city government meeting, the objectives. And during that process is you say, well, you're not doing this, and it's a two-way dialogue, you know. It's well, why isn't it? And then, you know, we can talk about it. Of, you know, are we not putting enough resources? Is something changed from when we started? But it's a good opportunity not to say, you know, well, you're not doing it. Check bad. You're doing it. Check good. It's like, okay,
what's actually happening?
What's happening? Why aren't we meeting it? You know, again, the examples are, well, we didn't fund it. Oh, okay, well, it's important. We're going to have to do it next year. Let's keep it remembered. Or, you know, well, you know, we've talked about city doing this for 3 years and we're still not doing it. Jim, you're in charge. You need to direct your people to do it. Okay. And if you can't do it and we're telling you year after year, maybe you're not the person we want to do it. I mean, that's the other side is you have to hold me accountable for me holding my department heads. And if I'm just saying, well, I just don't think it's important enough, so I'm just not going to do it, well, then the council is going to say, well, maybe you're not the person we want here. So that's the two extremes. So, but at least it's an open dialogue so that you can understand why things are getting done or why they're not getting done. And, you know, and sometimes even help say, well, we need to have some more political support to get something done, and then everybody's on the same page trying to get our...
So would we envision these quarterly Health of the City reviews be kind of like a mini version of what we got this year before we set the new goals? All the department heads came in and kind of ran us through what the goals were and where they were on those. It would be sort of like an in-stream version of that.
I would see it like that.
Yeah.
And that's the way I would see it.
Yeah, and you would have these checkout lists more for reminding everybody, you know, where we were at the last quarter and any notes we had, and then quarter two comes along, all those things that were checked off as done and good are totally out of the way now. We don't even talk about them. Then you look to see if there's anything that needed follow-up. But really, the focus in quarter two is what was supposed to be done by the end of quarter two.
I will say, I actually, I mentioned this to you, Jim. I thought the day that was spent, or the day and a half with the department heads and you, and going through our council goals and how we're doing, how we're proceeding, I thought that was very, I missed some of it, but that, I thought that was very valuable. And I think
I'll second that.
Laura brings up training for evaluations, and I think as a subcomponent of that, that was really valuable for just bringing people up to speed as how we operate as a city, how you as the city manager and the department has fit within that organization, how we as a council have a responsibility to give you direction, and vice versa for you to give us direction if you think we need to look at things differently.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a two-way communication.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, I mean, even though we have oversight over the city administration as a council, we're depending on that administration to inform us to make good policy choices. Yes. So it's a two-way communication.
And that's where we come into a team concept.
Yes.
Yep.
Because I liked that day and a half that we were doing, besides being informative, it made me feel like we were all part of a team.
Yep.
Whether it's, you know, department heads and council, whatever, we're just sections of a team. And I would like to see that concept furthered as far as we can go, whether...
Well, not only that, or to go a step further, being new council members, having that session, and then for us going on those tours, I'll tell you what happens with me. Somebody ends up encountering me, and it's no surprise, right? It's a gripe. But imagine the look on the person's face when you, in fact, know, because you've seen it, the actual answer, and you, instead of just going, yeah, well, you know, hell, the city's going to hell in a handbasket, I'm just trying to do my thing. Instead, you go, you know what, the other day, I was in the water treatment plant. I grew up in Eugene, and let me tell you, when I walked in there, I didn't think I was in the city of Newport. I was so impressed with, you know, what the city, and with support of funds and everything, how far they've been able to come, in my mind, in a relatively short time in addressing these sewage problems or whatever. That same person, all of a sudden, you literally see their face lighten up, and now you've probably half created a supporter rather than somebody who's been grumbling for 25 years. That's the kind of thing where having a better process can really pay off in sort of, you know, disseminating that more true news out into the community.
Yeah, it not only facilitates that, but it also helps us as a group move the city forward.
Yep.
We have to have information from each other to do it. So that quarterly checks are perfect, as well as the reports back from the department heads. It's just, it's perfect.
Because you know. Yeah, I can also say from our department heads, and mine as well, is that day and a half session, our department heads loved it because they felt that they were part of
the
process going forward.
Right.
And they do like coming and giving quarterly updates because they get a show off all the good things that they've done, and they get to say, here are the challenges that we're having that we need as a group need to know about, and you know, need help moving forward so that there are no surprises. So you know, the department heads actually like it, and it's
and for folks like Ted at the library, it's probably even more so because they're not really at our council meetings like Tim Tim and Derek are there every meeting, so we kind of know what's going on. But some of the other department heads, and I would say even Chief Page isn't there every meeting. That's their opportunity to talk more about their what's going on with them versus maybe some of the other folks that are there at every meeting.
To interact as a team. I mean, I know I'm going to harp on this forever, but I just think we need to be a team. I mean, just I don't care what department you're from, what section of the government you're from.
So perhaps in this process that we're putting together, we should look at it in that way as a team concept, because it's not really about. I mean, it's about what we're supposed to be doing on behalf of the city, whether the folks that were elected or the folks that have been appointed. And it's not really about individuals. It's about how we and how the council and the city administration work to move forward on behalf of the citizens. So regardless of who's filling that spot, I'd like to see a procedure that we put in place that isn't about specific individuals.
Right.
It's about a procedure that does its job for the citizens.
Right.
And whoever is filling that spot over the course of the next 5 to 10 years can look at this process and perhaps adjust it, but at least look at this as a valuable process to help them and to help the city.
You know, I think you just really hit on a key concept, David, and that is if you can get there, where you really are focused on how this whole machine works for the benefit of the city, it's much easier then to identify why a particular employee may not fit into that scheme. It might very well be that they know themselves that, you know, I'm doing my best, but I'm just not a fit here. Not you, Jim,
yeah,
but any employee. And so, you know, rather than it being this like contentious, oh my God,
right,
I might lose my job or something, they realize it. They start looking for some other opportunities. Next thing you know, that employee's gone. Somebody comes along. I mean, we hope this doesn't happen a lot because we want this to be a great place to work. But realistically, that is going to happen because every person has their own goals. We can't assume that everyone who works for the city of Newport has the ambition to live in the small town of the city of Newport. They might just be, you know, doing their thing here until they can get enough
transition
to, you know, Medford or Beaverton or
yes,
something.
Geez.
You know, whereas you get the opposite example where somebody maybe isn't quite up to snuff, but they do want to live here, so they're going to try extra hard to fit in. You know, and I mean, it's just the other thing I wanted to say is I realize that what we're creating will take time, but my guess is that the time we invest in it will be more than made up for in the time wasted doing it the way we're doing it now.
The
you know, and all the contention and, you know, doing all this stuff.
The other thing that I was looking at as far as a team concept is I don't want anyone, whether it's you or anyone else, to feel they're on the defense. I really want this to be a peaceful, proactive. Tim Gross, when we were doing his tour, it was always proactive. And I'm going, yeah, you know, proactive
yeah,
is really where it should be. And that's why I'm for a team concept, because we need to really be more, what, a positive boost forward,
yeah,
not a warring factor.
But I will say this, in that team concept, I still think as part of the oversight responsibility is this, you have to, as council members, you have to ask sometimes very direct and
sure,
difficult questions.
Oh, yeah.
That's part
because,
of teaming.
And,
yeah,
and hopefully you do it in a way that doesn't put someone on the defensive. But sometimes that's just more of a personality thing. But I think there's ways of achieving that team concept, but still acknowledging that
yes,
there can be tough questions,
oh, yeah,
and difficult decisions to make. And perhaps if we can create a framework, it'll be more of a process in which everyone feels more comfortable doing
right,
it. And that's really the goal, I think.
I think my feeling about this whole thing, just from the outside observations that there has been, from the 2.5 months I've been on council, you know, too much. Gosh, I'm not finding the words I want.
Well, I think I'm thinking the same thing you are. My impression as an outsider is that some of what's gone on in terms of handling employees at the city of Newport has been dysfunctional and literally became, for lack of a better phrase, a bad habit, a bad way of doing business.
And personal
and
attacks,
just,
rather.
And
than,
I don't think it was yeah, like necessarily any one person or whatever. It's just kind of a culture that eventually needed to be dealt with, you know. And there's been interim sort of things over time that have attempted to do that, and it's still building in a positive direction. And by saying that, I mean I'm going all the way back to, you know, when I first lived here 10 years ago, 15 years ago. You know, and so we're on this road to basically building a better team and a more functional system, keeping in mind that the goal is that we serve the citizens of the city of Newport.
So, Jim, I'm just trying to get back to the kind of the process from a high level. So if we were to look at having starting with that annual evaluation, I've been thinking of, and I mentioned this to you, what would be the best time of year to have that? And my feeling is, if we're having those quarterly updates, that's a separate issue. I think even though your agreement talks about June, that was based on when you actually were hired, and that had nothing to do with any, you know, tying into the fiscal year process. But I think once we put the fiscal year budget together, and once everything's been settled, you know, we're into our new fiscal year, which is July 1st, and we've had a few months to kind of get settled into the new fiscal year, I think a good time to have your annual evaluation would be probably sometime in September, only because that gives us a few months to look at the new fiscal year. And if we're talking about timing with every 2 years new council members getting on board, I think September is good, because that very first year that the new council members like you, Mark, and Laura are on, September gives you at least about 8 months before you actually have to worry about that yearly evaluation.
Right.
So that gives you time to observe how things are working. It gets us through that budget process, which is always a difficult time these next few months. And it gives us a few months to see how things are working out in the new fiscal year. And then if we do that, and my feeling is if we do that evaluation each year in September, then the quarterly reviews can either occur right after the first of the year, like in January, perhaps sometime in April, which is around the time of the process, budget process. So we can have either two or three quarterly check-ins between those yearly evaluations. That's just my thought. What's your thought, Jim,
add one thing to that before you respond. One of the things I'm probably still a little confused about in the goal setting is we sit down at the start of the year and we set goals for what appeared to be the calendar year. But then
the fiscal year.
Okay. So I mean even when we say 1 year, we're talking about
July 1st to June 30th is our council goal period.
Okay.
We're doing it in January, but it's going to take effect because when you look at the budget document that's put into effect for July 1st,
so everything we talked about and everything we talked about at the start of the year, none of that starts really until July 1.
It's the goals for July 1.
Okay, so having said that, if we do a review in September, and I'm not disagreeing whether that's a good time or not, then what we're really reviewing is one quarter of the current fiscal year and three quarters of the previous fiscal year, which, you know, is fine because, I mean, in some ways then you get to look at what was the result of pretty much an entire year as well as how is the current year going. I think we know that doing it around the time that budgets are due is not
a
good time.
Too much going on.
I never have been able to answer this question, but it always seems to happen that trying to do it during the midst of the holidays doesn't work very well. People are just like...
That's why I thought September after
Labor
Day.
From Thanksgiving until January 1st. I mean,
that's why I thought
people are checked out.
After Labor Day is a good time.
So I don't know. What do you think about that time of year?
I would really agree with David's suggestion because from January to July, you know, we're giving updates. How are we doing on our goals?
Right.
The fiscal health of the city is the budget.
Right.
And,
it's being examined.
And that really is going to give, you know, new counselors, old counselors, how are we actually doing? Because it's just not meeting our goals and stuff. Is how are we doing fiscally? And I mean, that's really telling, you know, how am I managing the city, or the city manager, how is he managing the city? It comes out in the budget document. You know, if we have our reserves are shrinking and we have all these problems, well, you know, maybe the city manager is not doing something or providing enough information to the council to give direction. Mm-hmm. That all comes out during the budget process.
Yes.
So
right.
So you'll have that behind you. You'll have the quarter of things to review. And then you're right. A breather for you know, to get things going for the next fiscal year. September makes a lot more more sense. Plus, as you said, new counselors who get
right, they have 9 or 10 months of involvement
months,
behind them.
Understand how things are done, and it just makes a lot of sense.
And also on the years, so you know, every 2 years we have elections for new counselors.
Right.
That first year it gives new counselors some time to observe, and also that second year. For the outgoing counselors, right. September's a good time because it's near the end of their term and they can actually give their final kind of check-in with you.
Yeah, that's
which
actually,
is,
I hadn't thought of that.
So I
that's
think it works on both fronts. Mm-hmm. So I kind of look at sometime in September as a really good idea. And then we could have our quarterly review perhaps right after the first of the year, our first quarterly review checking in with the council goals, and then perhaps have another one in April. Mm-hmm. And then perhaps that would be enough. Or perhaps we'd have another one. But
Well, if it's quarterly, we need to do it quarterly.
Well, I know, but I'm trying to figure out what months would work. January, February, again, I think
the same time of year we did it this year would basically be
and perhaps we can
one
do
of
it
the
right
time periods we'd be doing a quarterly review
perhaps
as
we
well
do
as preparing the goals for the upcoming fiscal year.
We have to do a review to do the goals.
In essence, what we did is kind of what it would be. having all the department heads come in that first day, I'm thinking in January or February, and then starting the session for goals for the next fiscal year. That would be the review for the months of October, November, and December.
And perhaps we can do one in June as a final check-in as to how we achieved our goals for the past fiscal year, since that's the end of the fiscal year. So we can perhaps, what do you think, Jim? We could do an annual evaluation in September, have a first check-in on the quarterly goal review in January, perhaps have another one in April.
April.
And then have a final one in June, which kind of does a recap of the previous year's goals, how we achieved as we're moving forward into next year's council goals.
Yeah.
So, okay, never mind. So, so we're talking about the quarterly evaluation for the city health would be January, April, June, and September.
Yeah.
Oh, September would be the annual evaluation.
Okay, okay, January, April, and June is three reviews.
I would actually, I'll throw this out, is you could do the quarterly updates, say, at the beginning of September, and then do my evaluation
by the end of September.
That
makes sense.
That'll give you enough. That'll give you three quarters, or
how are we doing? Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Gotcha. Okay.
You know, one thing you might do with your first quarterly review in January is to tie that into the goal setting session.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah, because
kind of the way it worked this year.
Yeah, because Jim can't operate budget wise planning for the next fiscal year until that
process happens.
You think we could do it a little? We did it was it March?
February? We did it in February.
Perhaps
we've
a little earlier
is
better for you?
Yeah. Near the end of January.
We could do
something like that.
So what I'm hearing is
the only thing that would be hard on new counselors coming in, you know, within their first month of starting to set goals when they're still just trying to.
Right. It was tough. But when I think what we're saying is taking the process as a whole, it couldn't have been any better because we were being exposed to a review of what had gone on even when we weren't here. Mm-hmm. We were getting involved with some of the new what's going to happen starting July 1, and then presumably new counselors would be going on tours with the department heads, which I think we've said many times. Can't stress that enough how valuable that was to do that.
I plan to do it hopefully annually because I need to be reminded.
Yeah, you know, tag along as a veteran 1 year council member will tag along with the newbies.
But I think it's worth a try. I mean, just see how it works, and then if it's too hard on some new counselors, they'll say, well, they'll come up with this.
Well, yeah, it's an option. Not a requirement.
We did get dumped in head first, but we were willing to do it. And I did have to cancel.
Some council members may not have as much time.
I've got two departments still to do, but I will do them.
I mean, certainly I'm willing to admit if I didn't hold the job that I hold, that's very flexible in terms of working evenings and weekends and everything else, because I do a lot of events. I had a regular 8-to-5 job, it would have been a lot tougher, and we're undoubtedly going to get some council members that's their situation.
Well, one thing we might do, Jim, when we do have new council people, is schedule the departmental tours in early January and then have the first quarterly review goal setting session later in January. That would give them a chance to have met people and looked at the departments and have a better handle on what people were talking about.
So what I'm trying to put this as a timeline, so what I'm hearing is in September would be Jim's annual evaluation or the city manager's annual evaluation. Along with that, perhaps earlier in September, we'll do our first quarterly update of the council goals based on the first few months of the fiscal year.
Right.
And then have another one in January, which would tie into not only reviewing this year's council goals and then look at next year's council goals to give the budget process kind of a jump start, which I think Jim wants in January.
Oh,
and then in April, late March, early April, have another quarterly check-in, and then perhaps have the final check-in at the end of the fiscal year to look back at how we achieved our objectives.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, that kind of provides the package there. And then, as we talked earlier, we have another system set up where if during the course of the year an issue comes up that a council member has that may not fit into or may not be timely as far as the annual evaluation is still ways off and it doesn't fit into a council goal, to just acknowledge that, check in with the city manager on those kind of issues. If it's a personal issue, deal with it one-on-one.
Right.
If it's more of a council issue, then work out a system to get it in front of the council.
Right.
And that can be more of a just not an informal process, but an acknowledgement of being able to check in as council members over the course of the year and deciding how issues either stay at the individual level or they should be more of a council.
Because I could see that question coming to us from the larger council as a whole to this committee. It's like, okay, so we have these reviews, great. What are you suggesting we do if we have an issue?
Yeah.
That's going to be their question. You know, so we should be prepared to say, well, you know, we think we should work out a system for that, or by then we'll have met again and come up with something or whatever. So
that's the framework. I guess the question I have then is, I think the quarterly reviews we know are going to be pretty clear because you've done that already, Jim, and I like what you do with the department heads. The question is, the annual review, what do we want to do? I mean, Laura brought up the training element, which is important. I think that really is what a lot of these documents are all about that we have in front of us. So I know we're going to not do this today, but I guess my question, Jim, is, I think that's really an important piece of the puzzle right now is what kind of documentation do we want to have in front of us for the annual review, and what do we want to take back to the full council as a suggestion or recommendation? We may have to meet again as a small group.
That's what I was going
to
suggest.
Like to,
we will.
So between now and the next meeting, perhaps the three of us and Jim can each look at this documentation from Karen Tilton in the concept of that annual performance review,
right,
and maybe come
back
with ideas. Including you, Jim, I'd like to get your ideas as to what you think is valuable in this documentation, and then we could bring our ideas to the table and maybe you start working out a system for having that annual performance review that meets your goals, Jim, and objectives, and meets our council
goals. That's exactly what I was thinking, is we all take this packet, take a look at everything that's in here, feel free to add in your own experiences and whatever if you've had other systems over the years, and then we have another meeting like this focused on trying to craft what that more formal piece will look like.
Yes.
I want to ask a question. Is there any process in place for the department heads and the city manager and probably the city recorder and anybody else to evaluate the council and their performance?
That's what I was hoping. I'll put it this way. I was, I kind of look at these quarterly reviews as kind of part of that process because I kind of look at it as not only Jim letting us know how he's achieved as an administration our council goals, but perhaps letting us know where perhaps we're too focused on this one issue and we should stress this issue more. So I kind of look at evaluating the council as more in the quarterly review process, more how are we working as a council and achieving the goals on behalf of the citizens of Newport. I think what you're bringing up, Laura, and I've thought a lot about this too, is during that yearly evaluation that we have of Jim, should we have a mechanism to where in that executive session, Jim can give us a sense of how we're helping him proceed as a city administration and where we could do better. Now, that again gets into why you're having executive sessions. There's not an executive session citation for performance evaluations of city councils.
Right.
So if you're going to have that evaluation, Jim's going to have to do it in an open session. So that's all I'm saying is there's things you can and cannot do in an executive session. One is, as much as Jim probably would have a lot to say, it's going to have to be an open session, which means he'd probably have to tailor his comments. But I think it's a good idea.
Actually, David, there is code for it, and it's called a recall.
I guess
but that's the citizens, not Jim.
No, I know, but I'm just saying that the ultimate performance evaluation of a council.
It is. I'm talking about Jim's evaluation of us.
Well, no, my thing is, as a counselor, is that I really would like feedback from the department chairs and from you and from Peggy as to how we are doing.
Developing a system, but it is that scarier ground for employees because it can work really well.
They would feel like they were reprisals.
But, you know, say things like, okay, so if that's going to happen, so if I'm a supervisor and I'm offering a 360-degree, evaluation from my employee to me, at a minimum, there should be a couple other people that are in the room that are hearing it.
Right.
That helps stop me from, having some sort of secret tools for taking care of that.
The only reason...
On the other hand, you still got to get over the fact that employee is sitting there knowing that you guys are golf buddies, or whatever. It's a really valuable system, but it's really hard to build it so it's confident. So the other thing that we could think about in the lines of what David's talking about is some sort of way that the council goes about evaluating itself in addition to some input from staff. You know, so that we're really being open-minded with ourselves about how we've done. So we have our own checklist.
Well,
how well did we conduct these quarterly reviews and give feedback? Maybe we didn't do such a good job. You know? So, that, I mean, that's just a concept out there.
I just think we need to, how do I say this? If we're going to ask and give evaluations of other people, we need to make sure we're held just as accountable from our side of the
And place. I think that can be done in the quarterly reviews of the council goals, because I look at those council goals as the council's direction to the city organization based on what we believe the citizens who elected us want us to achieve as an organization. And
sometimes
Mark's right. The election process is the place in which the citizens make those changes. But I think between those election processes, I think Jim and the department heads can be valuable to us as a council and let us know whether what we want as a council goal might be a good thing to have, but under the circumstances, this is something we can achieve. That, I think, is the kind of input I like to get from city staff is what I'm thinking of doing actually achievable given the resources we have available, or is it something that I'm hoping for, but perhaps we should focus on things that are more directly related to what we need to do this next coming fiscal year. I mean, that would be helpful for me.
Yeah.
And that's perhaps not what you're getting at, Laura, but it gives him at least some ability
to start.
So that's kind of where I would
I guess from my viewpoint, I would like, because I know I get tunnel vision. When I get into something, I'm into it, and I don't see the outside. And that's why I like outside evaluations, because it helps me get a reality check and to open up the visual scope, you know. So I'd like to know from department heads and city manager and city recorder if I'm actually inadvertently being obstructive. Because I have tunnel vision, and I know that. That's why I'd like these evaluations, because I think the council can get tunnel vision, and we need to have our vision broadened, and that's just why I'm looking at it that way. It's just a reality check, just to help us move forward and stay on track.
You know, one thing you could do, I mean, and I think that's an important thing to talk about, but one thing, sometimes certain individual council members might want that more than others, so my suggestion would be, if that's something you or others feel you really need, one way of handling it, at least initially, is go into Jim's office, close the door and say, Jim, let's have a candid conversation between us. What do you think? And that way, perhaps you can get that input from Jim, and it's not a public issue, because it's more of an issue you're talking about personally.
And you're right. You're right on that. But for me, that's a perfect thing, because I'm more than glad to do that, and I probably will. But I think as a council, as a group, we need to hear back, not just on our goals, I mean, how we're interacting with the citizens when we're having a public meeting. How are we interacting with our department heads during a public meeting? You know, maybe even us sitting down and saying, how are we interacting with each other, whether it's in our work sessions or like a meeting like this or whatever. I would just like to see that conversation kept open because it does help us in the long run. Even though in the beginning it feels really like you're on ice, you know, because you have to trust people. But I'd like to see that trust built.
Yeah.
But I just think as a council, we need that also. But that's
Another way of viewing it is I like to think that with Wednesday's recent rather large review of the council, that in the future you wouldn't necessarily refute that. But in fact, sitting in files around here would be all the evidence necessary to dispel 90% of that, you know, whatever the case may be.
Wednesday's review of the council?
There's a rather large review from Bill Bain.
Oh, an op-ed.
And then there's another one. So,
And
it's not that you're ever going to go out and face that one-on-one, but it's more comforting to know that we've started this process where, you know, we literally ourselves, every council member's, can see, you know, what truth, what non-truth might be, and not just in that one, but in any of them. I mean, it's the old adage for me as a government employee, you never get to have the opportunity that a citizen has to say what the facts are. You just don't. It's part of the process. People are free to say whatever they want to say, and as much as you might feel like, by God, I'm going to write back and set that person straight, you know, you don't get to. And if you do, you still end up losing even if you're right. You know, but building a system that can help us document whatever those lack of performances might be on the part of the council as a whole could potentially become a valuable tool, you know, if somebody pushes a little harder or whatever.
Everything we're talking about today is a two-edged sword.
Yep.
You know, it can be used for good, it can be used for bad. But I like, of course, I'm a positive person, and I believe that people can do the right thing and do the good things, but we have to set the track.
Yep.
People need that track. It's amazing. So.
You know, I guess I'm going back to all the years, you know, being on the council formally and budget committees and everything else. I sometimes feel that when things are moving well and moving forward, and we're achieving our goals, you know, we're making the difficult decisions, but we're doing it in a manner that the public can understand why we're doing things. We're giving that opportunity to the public. I'm not saying everyone agrees with us, but we're at least putting together a credible process, and we're showing that integrity. Things usually work themselves out, and there might be issues going on between people.
Yeah.
But I think if things are going well and we're working well as a group, those personal issues, even though they're present, don't rise to the top as important issues. It's only when things aren't going well as an organization that those issues tend to rise to the top, because they're a symptom of what's going on.
Yeah.
So I kind of look at those personal, I look at those personal issues as important, but I almost feel like they should be worked on one-on-one.
Yep.
As long as we're achieving those goals and objectives that the citizens have elected us to do, meaning provide the services, make sure that we're operating efficiently for them. That, to me, is the most important goal. The personal stuff, I can live with and I can deal with, but that's not why I feel I want to spend my energy on behalf of the citizens. I feel I'm here to do a job for the citizens. If I've got interpersonal stuff going on between people that I serve with, I'll work that out over a cup of coffee. I'm not going to make that a public issue. That's just the way I look at it.
The thing you said about the public knows and sees a credible process.
Yes.
I mean, that solves.
And I will say I've learned that because of the 8 years I've spent working on ocean policy issues.
Yep.
Because the issues I've worked on have never reached agreement, but people have accepted it because we put together, hopefully, and I think we have, credible processes in making those decisions. And to me, if you've done that, you've achieved as much as you probably can.
You know,
go ahead, Laura.
Well, there's a bare bones achievement, and then there's achievement that is exemplary. And that's what I'd like to see, make sure that the council is doing, and all the department heads and everything, is that we're not just meeting our goals, but we are making an exemplary goal. I'm failing on words today, but I just don't want it to be the bare minimum.
Yeah.
I think we should always go for 110%. And I'm not saying that we can go beyond a fiscal thing. I mean, you know, you only have $7.50 to spend, but we need to make sure that that $7.50 or that policy or whatever is implemented with this 110% attention to detail. I don't know how to explain it.
Well, getting into the education system, a C is right, is an average, right?
Well, the way my dad never always, let my kids have C's.
The way my dad always passed it on to me is basically, you know, C's are unacceptable.
Correct.
You know, and so he was very, and it seemed fair, you know, because it was like you could range anywhere in that range from, you know, a C on up, and of course any good student or any review process, you're going to have that fluctuation, but it was that you actually were targeting something better than average, you know.
Laura, what you're bringing up is something that we struggle with all the time, which is we have all these goals and objectives we want to achieve, but we have limited resources. So I really feel one of the important jobs of the council and the city administration in advising the council is what are our priorities amongst all those goals and objectives.
Okay,
again, we want to achieve the most possible, but sometimes you have to make choices, one or the other.
But even those choices can be the 110%.
So and we need to make those choices in a credible manner. The question is, sometimes we have a choice of this or that, because of limited resources, which ones do we choose because we're expected to do everything, and that's the issue every city is facing.
That's what I really liked being brand new about going back to the goal setting process for the upcoming fiscal years. The way it was laid out made it real easy once you knew what the format was to determine, you know, what is our current minimum we're working on, and what are some things we're going to try to do. What are some things that realistically we couldn't possibly do before, you know, a couple of years out? And then when you come along a year later, where an alarm bell would go off as if in year three, the item that was in 3 to 5 years or in year four still hasn't moved at all. You know, then it's like, okay, why is that? You make a decision, as David's saying.
What do you do?
We don't have the resources. We're not going to get the resources. We'd love to have it. Sorry, you know, it's gone for now.
And those decisions are still, we can still walk past the bare bones. Maybe I'm talking about attitude.
And culture.
Yes, yeah. That's probably more important. Is culture. And I just like to see that, make sure that shift is there, and we keep working on it, because you can think in a positive way and train yourself to think in a positive way just as easily as you can in a negative way. Actually, it's a little harder to do the positive, but I just think it's important as a culture or a mindset that we get that also throughout this group, team, council, city, whatever.
And if I could add, I mean, that's something I've been working on, you know, for me on down, is the culture is, yes, we have our minimums, but we're professionals of what we do. We need to be doing as best we can.
One step, and
we are. I mean, we've got such incredible employees right now. It's fun. But it does help when the council is on that same track and same mindset as, yes, we have our goals. But when an opportunity comes and you see our staff take advantage of an opportunity that just happened to show up, that's the going, that's becoming a C to a B to an A. And, you know, and we've got people out there, if something, an opportunity comes and they make the decision, or, you know, say, let's go forward, and the council's on board, and some great things have happened because of that. And but that is a culture.
You know, I just found that separate from the kind of substantive decisions we make, I've always found that things seem to work well, not only amongst the council, but the council in relation to the community, when we're making tough decisions and we're explaining those decisions to the public, and we're letting them know why we're doing what we're doing. Because to me, it's that information that's important. Right. People may not agree with what you're doing, but if they fully understand why you're making those decisions, even though they may make a different decision, the fact that it's a public entity, you're giving the information they're entitled to, and that you're explaining it to them the best you can, really is such an important thing that I look at as an elected official. And that's kind of one of my principles, as you probably have seen over the years, is I always want to make sure we get more information out to the public rather than less. And that's just one of the things I really strive for. And I think, talking about being positive, Laura, I think that's something that you can do that does create a positive atmosphere, is that kind of information sharing with the public.
Oh, absolutely. Right. Yeah.
Well, the other thing I think we're faced with, too, and, you know, in my career with government, it seems like there's these, you know, there's this kind of a pattern where every several years government is the focus and the evil and whatnot. The trouble is it's been going like this, you know. And we really are at a time where you really got a large body of people out there who, the reality is, no matter what information you feed them, they're going to not, you know, they're going to be not for government. And that's just the reality.
You can't control that. You can't write back in the letters.
You can't do any of that. So the only replacement you can have is this credible process where everybody gets to see the information, and you have a process for setting goals, and you're you know, striving to do better than average. That's all you can do.
That's important.
And ultimately, whether it's working or not, ends up coming out in the polls and who gets elected.
Yeah, right. That's the time it happens, you know.
Anyway, we're kind of segued off.
I know we are, but that was a good. I'm glad you brought. I think you started this.
So all of us are going to read this material.
Yes.
Make whatever notes or additions we have based on our own experiences. We'll meet again at some point.
Well, maybe we should set something right now.
I would appreciate setting something now, because my calendar gets so blown.
What we can do is, as part of the council reports, I could perhaps all three of us, we can each just kind of give a brief update to the council as what we talked about today and let them know what our next steps are. But yeah, I think your next meeting would be good.
There's a calendar. What do you want to meet in a week?
Oh,
or is
no,
that too
no,
short a
too
time?
Short.
I have the 24th of April absolutely open. That meet for anybody?
Do we have five Monday? Is this the five Monday?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, oh, the 29th, yeah.
So,
what about the 30th?
I may
that's
be
a Tuesday.
Gone.
Okay.
Be gone. Yeah, how about the week before?
Get my stupid 20th. Phone to work.
No. I'm gone, but I don't really matter here. But
oh yes, you do.
What do you mean? Who's going to take complete notes?
No, nobody. Trust me.
Well, that's a lot more than I got.
You know
now.
What? Let me. You want to go for perhaps the end of April, early May as the next time?
What about May? Is Thursday typically a good day for all of you?
Typically.
Yeah, that works. Yeah.
What is that? I'm looking up there. Is that May 2nd? That's a Thursday?
Yes.
Is May 2nd?
Yes.
What about May 2nd?
Yeah, I think that would work.
That works.
At 10 a.m.?
Yes,
sure.
Perfect.
In this room.
Okay.
And
wonderful.
So your next agenda will consist of a review of the materials?
From Karen Tilton, yeah. That's primarily what our objective is going to be, is discuss those materials and also the other evaluation forms from the different cities and see what looks workable from Jim's standpoint, our standpoint, as part of a recommendation package we'll take up to the council.
Okay, I'm gonna turn that into your next agenda.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, I spelled Karen wrong on the agenda.
No.
Is there anything else we need to cover during that next meeting? That sounds like a lot.
Well, yeah because my thought is we're going to begin putting some structure to whatever this checkoff evaluation document is going to be.
Yeah, it's really important we see something concrete from you, Jim, I think.
Okay. Yeah.
In the meantime, I will email to all of you the current evaluation form.
Oh, okay. Wonderful.
Yeah, that'd be great.
My thinking is perhaps Jim, for one of the agenda items in May, we should probably have an action item that will change your employment agreement to reflect that our annual evaluations will be in September. We can do an amendment. We did one I think a long time ago when we changed it from April to June. Perhaps that's an agreement. The council will just have an action item in which we'll and Jim will agree to. An addendum indicating the yearly evaluation will be in September rather than June.
Right.
Now we can get that out of the way. Well, I'll bring this up to the council at our meeting Monday, and if everyone feels comfortable with it, then we can make that an action.
The work session.
So I think that's fine. My only question is whether
the regular meeting
and other council members are going to want to know a little bit more about what we're trying to put together before they would decide this.
Well, that's why we may want to give a brief. Overview of what happened today and
at the work session.
I would probably make it
during your comments. How about that,
Councilor comments?
Yeah,
oh, that's a good place.
Yeah.
Okay.
I could start the discussion during Councilor comments, and then if everyone's agreeable, then we can place it as an action item.
I guess as a councilor, I would like to also hear it in the work session. I'm looking at it from that perspective because I like to have my running shoes on before the evening meeting. I guess.
We're going to be having a
Well,
work
there's
session,
a right? section on the agenda always now from last meeting forward
items.
Where you can add other items.
That's
so
right.
We could bring that up and, excuse me, you could add that to the work session just as an FYI, and then David can bring it up again under his comments.
Okay. Well, I just whatever you guys want. I mean, I'm just stating from my viewpoint that I would like to know that before the evening meeting.
Yeah.
I think doing it both meetings is fine. I think that'll work.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't like being blindsided anytime. And just a little piece of information sometimes can make a big difference. You're better.
Yeah. We could do this. We could talk about it at the work session. And then if everyone's agreeable to it, then at the evening meeting, we can note that as an action item we'll be placing on the agenda in May. So at least we can formalize it as, yes, let's put it on the agenda. That way Jim can... Mm-hmm. I think that's probably something you could do, Patty. I don't think we need Christy to do something like that, amending the employment agreement.
I think I could work that
out. Yeah, pretty straightforward. I was just looking at Christy's. She's changing her brain.
Yeah.
I want to.
She's
coming.
Changing
I
her brain.
Wait.
Today's mail?
Oh, I've got my mail.
So before you digress to something like that, are you adjourned so I can turn this off? Okay.
We're adjourned.